You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
NZEI Te Rerua, the Education Union, and early childhood employers are calling for increased funding in the early childhood education sector under the government's 2021 budget. Early childhood educators are significantly underpaid. Compared to kindergarten and school teachers, early childhood educators earn up to 31% less. And teacher shortages also mean that this group of educators are well undervalued. I spoke to Paul Golter, Te Rerua's National Secretary, about the call made by the union and the employers of early childhood educators, and began by asking what NZEI and employers expect from the government's budget in terms of early childhood education.
Made it clear in their policy manifesto that they were committed to pay parity for early childhood educators, and that's pay parity with primary, with kindergartens, and through that to primary and secondary schools. And they also allocated a specific and identifiable sum of money, $600 million, to start that journey to pay parity. And so we want to see two things out of this budget. A, the start of the journey to pay parity, and B, that it's delivered through mechanisms that actually ensure the money goes into the pockets of the educators and doesn't go, isn't used by owners for other purposes, as unfortunately has been the case in the past. So we want two things. We want the journey to pay parity clearly started, and secondly, commitment to instruments, principally collective agreements, that ensure the money gets to the educators.
Just starting with pay parity, the poor pay of early childhood educators is an ongoing issue and is something that is covered by the media quite a lot. Why are early childhood educators paid so much less than kindergarten and school teachers?
That is a question which would take a long time to answer. But primarily, it relates to the undervaluing of early childhood education in this country. It's quite clear, and the research on this is well in, that the, if you like, the bang for the buck that's provided by quality early childhood education is the greatest right throughout the whole education life cycle. And it's been consistently underfunded. The teachers haven't been recognised what they bring to their work, and as a result, their pay has slipped compared to their kindergarten counterparts and to their primary and secondary counterparts. In terms of kindergarten, that has been a part of the what's called the state sector, and the government has committed over the years to ensuring that there is pay parity with primary and secondary, which is a good thing, but we need to see it expanded. We need to see it expanded now.
I'm sure you will probably agree, but the responsibility of looking after a very young child is surely just as significant as, you know, being a teacher of older children. Is that something that relates to the value of these teachers?
Well, to be quite clear, NZEI Te Rerua strongly rejects age-related pay. There is no reason in principle, practice or inequity to have the pay for teachers set by the age of the students that they teach. It's as simple as that. There's no evidence at all that would support that proposition.
Are teacher-to-child ratios in this area of early childhood education, are they increasing? Are you seeing more parents opt to put their child in early childhood care than perhaps in the past? Is that potentially affecting teacher-to-children ratios in the classroom and therefore making things even harder for early childhood educators?
Well, there are some ratios across early childhood education that early childhood education services have to meet. But sitting beside that is the intense competitive pressures to get children into early childhood education services and to reduce costs because of the lack of funding. And so you get this curious situation where a lot of the early childhood employers are really committed to lifting the quality of early childhood education, but are then hard done by and trapped up against the lack of resourcing and funding. And we think the place to start to get over that dilemma is to ensure that early childhood educators are paid through parity at the levels that their kindergarten and primary and secondary colleagues are.
Now, I just wanted to go back to the second point that you made, talking about mechanisms to ensure that the money goes into the pockets of these educators that has been allocated or is hopefully will be allocated by the government. What are some of these mechanisms? What would you like to see in practice?
Well, the issue was clearly shown up last year when the government provided, lifted 2.3%. That was meant to ensure parity with kindergartens on one particular pay rate, a minimum with a bottom step, and secondly, they were meant to apply that to the wages of the other educators inside of whom they employed. The point was that latter bit didn't happen right across the sector, and a number of services or employers took that money and used it for other purposes. And with a privatised sector, that's always a risk. So what we're saying is that the best mechanism to ensure that it goes into the pockets of the educators themselves is through collective agreements, whereby the agreement sets the rate and the agreement determines what the teachers get, not what the employers are prepared to give at any one moment.
Okay, and finally, there was some talk about how there's lessening numbers of people coming in to work in the sector. I can sort of imagine what the answer will be, but what needs to be done to encourage more people to work in the early childhood sector?
Well, clearly the wage rates are a major issue. Right across the country, early childhood employers are reporting the same thing. They just can't get enough staff to come in. So the wage rates have to be addressed, which is the pay parity question we're advocating. But there's a whole lot of other resourcing issues that need to be addressed that are impacting, unfortunately, on children's learning inside early childhood education. We want to see a number of other factors eventually come into play. For example, time for professional learning and development, time for people who are just beginning their careers as early childhood teachers to have to meet the needs of anyone who's just starting off in a job, and there's quite a difference between primary and secondary and early childhood in that aspect. Better mentoring services, all of these cost money, and if we're going to get a world-leading early childhood education service with staff, with people who are properly recognised, there needs to be a whole lot broader across-the-board funding put into the sector. Otherwise, it will continue to struggle under the cost pressures it currently is.
That was Paul Goulter, Te Reo Rua's National Secretary, speaking on NZEI Te Reo Rua and Early Childhood Employers' call for increased funding in the early childhood education sector under the government's 2021 budget.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.